Yes, indeed it is. And tonight we have open lines for you for the rest of the moment. And I'm going to open up a special hotline for you. It's called the Unusual Moment Hotline. Here's that number, 818-817-0021. That's 818-817-0021. So on my way into work today, I stop at a traffic light. A woman next to me is in her car, brushing her teeth. Now, this isn't with these new little things that they have out, right? They have these little disposable type toothbrushes that you can use real quickly. They're kind of cool, actually. And they've got like a little toothpick thing at the end and a little toothbrush at the other side. No. This was a real toothbrush. She's brushing her teeth and she spits in her car, on her floor. I was right next to her. You talk about an unusual moment. Truly unbelievable. Anyway, that number is 818-817-0021. Okay, welcome back to the open line portion of Coast to Coast AM. I kind of like that on a Friday night into Saturday morning. And let's go right to the phones. Janet is in Dubuque, Iowa on Coast to Coast. Hey, Janet, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. And yourself, George?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. Listen, I finally got around to checking out on the Coast website the link to the video of the something over the Dome of the Rock.
Yes.
In Jerusalem.
Great video. Strange.
Right. Well, that brought to mind a memory. Used to spend summers up in Copper Harbor in Michigan, northernmost town.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're standing, say, on the public dock looking out to Lake Superior, I saw this every summer. Basically, it's a star, looks like a star. And it's about 10 degrees on the horizon just above the trees. And if you watch it, it will move that way. And I had an uncle who flew jets and, does navigation and so forth. And I asked him to look at it. And he came out, looked at it, and said, "Got to be some explanation." And he just left. It's just the creepiest thing, but I know that it's a really, it's called the Copper Harbor UFO, and I'm just wondering if anyone else has seen it, but the Dome of the Rock video is what reminded me of it. It looks like it's blowing in the wind, and in fact, to look at it, you got to sit down because it seems just like you're swaying, but then it will move so undeniably.
Well, and they get a lot of strange reports up that way. A lot. Okay, thanks for that call, Janet. Next up, east of the Rockies, Leonard in Ottawa, Canada. Hey, Leonard, welcome to the program.
Hello, how's it going?
Okay, we're just starting, it's all yours.
I've got two different things to talk about. One is the airports. You were talking basically about a month ago about airport runways getting renumbered.
Yes.
I think it was in Tampa.
Because of the magnetic pole shifts.
Yes, I make maps for NAV Canada Canadian pilots. And, those charts all get updated about every 5 to 10 years, depending on where the airport is located.
Mm-hmm.
Some airports get renumbered about every, 5 years. Some about every, 50 to 100 years because of how the magnetic North Pole to the North Pole lines up. Sometimes, it's in a straight line. Sometimes it's 90-degree angle, and it changes significantly.
Oh, and it's important for an airport to do this.
Yes.
Why? And, why do they do that?
The numbers at the end of the runway, that's rounded off to the nearest 10 degrees. So it basically goes from zero up to, 36 for 360 degrees.
I guess a pilot would, if they were coming in on instruments, they'd screw up if it wasn't recalibrated, right?
Yes. If it's, runway says 1-8, then they have to go in at about 180 degrees plus or minus about 5 degrees.
Ah, okay.
And so once it goes off more than that, then, okay, they'll change it like 170 degrees. And so, well, there's the whole runway thing. Now, as for that Tampa airport being closed for, oh, what was that, like 2 weeks?
It's about 2 weeks, yeah, close to it. That one, at least a runway. I'm not sure about the whole airport, no.
Yeah, that's a ridiculously long time for an airport to be closed for just repainting a few numbers and changing a few signs. So they must have been doing something like repaving a runway or something to that effect.
Might have been. I mean, the poles are shifting. You know that.
Yes. Yep. And, well, it is affected in that area because it's not in the direct line. I believe that the direct line would be somewhere around west coast of North America or possibly Hawaii, somewhere around there. Anyway, also, second thing, you have the belief of the abiotic oil theory.
Yes, I do, which means that I believe the planet has an abundance of oil naturally. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm not going to argue that point. You make a very good point on that. I will argue the one thing of it would make the oil very slowly. It would probably take something like 100,000 years to make all the oil that exists
all right.
or has existed. And so, well, 100 years.
Which is nothing. Years. That's nothing in the scheme of things.
Yes, so 200 years to use all the oil, 100,000 years to make all the oil. So, well, basically, once all the oil is used, then it's not going to be back up again for another 100,000 years.
Well, but you're assuming we're going to use everything that has been made. What if we have so much, it'll take that long to use it?
There's no way that it's going to take 100,000 years to use all the oil that we have. We've already used all the light sweet crude. Well, no, sorry, half of the light sweet crude. We've reached peak oil for that stuff. And then there's also all the, what is it? The tar sands, the shale oil.
Sure.
And that stuff is very slow to remove from the ground.
Are you tipping, though, also, Leonard, toward the abiotic oil theory?
I do, but I'm believing towards abiotic from what you have stated.
You
like,
have
you know,
to.
So deep in the ground and such as that.
Exactly. Yeah. Plants, dinosaurs, come on, they didn't get down that far.
Yes, but it's going to take a very long time to make that oil. It's not going to be like, you know, 100 years to make, what is it, a trillion barrels that we've used in the last 100 years?
Yeah, close to it.
Yeah, all right. It's not going to be made that fast.
Well, I'm glad you agree with the fact, though, that this planet has an abundance of oil, that it is created naturally when the planet was formed. Not that we should be using it. I wish we were on alternative energy sources, believe me, but we've got more than we need. And one of the reasons why they tell us we're running out is to keep the price up. Let's go to Los Angeles. Patrick's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that there's actually some evidence for you in the 2012 celestial event.
Tell me.
Well, this was actually a NOVA episode about the birth of Jesus, and they were trying to figure out if the Magi were following an actual star or a UFO. But apparently around Jesus's birth, there was actually a celestial event recorded by others besides the Magi and the people who wrote the Bible.
Was it a three-planet alignment that looked like a huge star?
No, actually, what they spoke of was more of a perhaps a nova or a birth of a galaxy or something coming together. That was the birth of a king, symbolized the birth of a new star. Perhaps it could have been the planetary alignment, but they suggested more of a, like you would see of a nova of a star kind of event, like a flash from that. So in the Mayan temples, they have births of kings symbolized with lizards' heads. So then what if the Mayans were recording celestial events, calling them births of kings, and on the calendar, the 2012, where it stops, could be the birth of some new king or celestial event.
Well, no doubt. I mean, first of all, the Mayans were experts in astronomy. How they were, I do not know, but they were way, way advanced. By the way, that special hotline, your unusual moment, share your story with us, 818-817-0021. It's the only line available right now. OJ in Chicago, Illinois, welcome to the program. Hi, OJ.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Good. Thought maybe it was Simpson calling from prison somewhere. It's not.
Wrong. I'm the innocent one. Yeah, I had a quick question for you.
All right.
I'm sorry to interrupt the show, but a year ago, I listened to the show, and you guys had a gentleman on calling from a different country, and he invented something you can attach to, like, a lawnmower, and you won't use gas anymore, and something else where you can put it toward the house as well, where you won't need the electric company or something like
right.
that.
Right. He had this little tiny apparatus that he had.
Yeah, I had that on my app here, but I lost it. I wonder if I can get that.
All right, let's see if we can find it for you. I don't have it at my immediate disposal, but we can check into that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, OJ. Susan in Oahu in Hawaii. Hey, Susan. How's the weather?
Well, we are expecting a flash flood during the night.
No, be careful. You know, my studio, my brand-new studio is near Kona, which I haven't used yet. I probably will in May, but it's there. Did you know that?
Yeah, there's. I heard that you were opening a studio there.
I sure am. Yep.
And I thought it was Hilo. Hilo, is it?
Uh-huh. Real close to that.
Close to Hilo. Well, there are several different areas that are on alert now during the night for flash flooding.
What's causing it?
And, well, the electricity was off during last night, and it was off all most of the day today. But in our area, we've got it up back on now.
Wow.
But there's a cloud inversion. It's just been really strange, the cloud situation around here the last two or three days. It's just been very, very strange. So they're just expecting more rain tonight during the night. So.
Well, be careful. Don't float away.
Yeah. I just said to unplug everything. And, here's a tip for you.
All right.
I've gone through the hurricanes over here and all kinds of things, but don't ever leave a light socket that has those two or three prongs of light bulbs. You know, if one burns out, don't take it out and leave it without a light bulb in it while you're getting another bulb.
Why?
Because I was standing under it when we were in the middle of a hurricane coming in.
Okay.
And I was standing under one of it, and the electricity, the landlady came down from upstairs, and she said that we're supposed to start unplugging everything now. And I was standing, I forgot about that bulb that I was going to buy another bulb and put in it, you know, so I'd taken that bulb out. And I was just standing there in the middle of the room, and all of a sudden, electricity shot out at that.
Wow.
And buzzed me, and she started to reach out to unplug the microwave, and it exploded. And I went into my bedroom, and I had a neon-based, kind of like a nightlight telephone, and it was red hot. I touched the wall. It was hot. And we were in the velocity of the hurricane. It went over us on that side of the mountain and hit over on the Schofield Army Barracks.
Jeez, that's a great tip. I never knew that.
Well, I didn't either until it happened to me. I got zapped.
I'm glad you're here to call us, Susan. Let's go to Prescott, Arizona. It's Bill's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Bill, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Boy,
do I enjoy your show.
Thank you,
Bill. I'm a long-time listener and a great fan.
Thank you.
I wish we had a lot of time to where I could speak with you tonight about so much that has happened into my life. But I'll try to keep it short and sweet for you.
Okay.
Since I was a young child, from about 8 years old, angels and spirits has always been around me and my family. And it hasn't matter where we live, they would move from us from house to house, town to town, state to state.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It is. I've heard choirs in heaven singing, and the most cheering feeling that I had with the Spirit of God being in me. My wife and I, she delivered 5 children. Actually, she didn't deliver 5. She was pregnant 7 times. The first 2 pregnancies didn't work out.
Didn't work, yeah.
Right, but the last 5 did. And she was a woman that was able to give birth quite easy. The first, when she went into labor, was 4 hours. The doctor got there and was able, Chantel was born breech and was able to deliver. But with Aaron, he wasn't able to get there in time. The nurse and I delivered Aaron.
You did? And, you were there doing it?
Yeah. And then that's the small part.
I delivered a horse once, but I guess that's not the same.
No, it is. It's real similar.
Is it?
But I've done that too. But anyway, when Janelle was born, we got her to the hospital, and the doctor didn't make it and was delivered. And then what I'm getting to is Carmen, my 3rd and last daughter.
Okay.
Sherry had come home from shopping with a girlfriend at the mall in Phoenix there.
And Sherry's the wife, right?
Correct.
All right.
And she was doing the dishes inside, and I was doing book work. I had a construction company at the time, and I had a couple of crews that was going to be coming back in. Well, anyway, she said she wasn't feeling too good, so she went and laid down on the bed. And then she called, yelled out to me to get hold of 911 to get an ambulance there.
Oh, no.
And so I went back there, and she was going to deliver. So I grabbed some sheets and put underneath her, grabbed a pot of hot water, and then I went down to turn the shoulders of the baby so that the baby could come out easy. There's another set of hands in front of mine.
What do you mean?
The spiritual angel, an angel.
Helping you deliver the baby?
Helping me to deliver Carmen. There's another set of hands.
My God.
Right there. And delivered Carmen out. I cleaned her up. I got some dental floss, and I tied off the umbilical cord.
Amazing.
And I was going to cut the umbilical cord, and I had a buck knife that was on my belt, so I had pulled it out of my scabbard and flipped it open to cut the umbilical cord. And at that time, the ambulance
showed up.
The EMTs showed up, and they said, Mr. Houston, why don't we use one of our tools to cut the umbilical cord? It might be a little bit better. And I said, it's sharp. And they said, well, we're sure of it, but we want it sanitary.
I love it. It's a great story. And you know what? The angels are always with us, aren't they? We'll be back in a moment. More open lines on Coast to Coast AM. And our unusual moment line, which is 818-817-0021. Time for our traditional Friday night shout out to those of you supporting Coast to Coast AM, listening on your favorite radio stations across North America, now 542 strong. Thank you. Coast Insiders, Streamlink members, thank you for everything you do. Don't forget this Tuesday, our first video chat. You Streamlink members, if you want to become a Coast Insider, just go to coasttocoastam.com. It's 25 cents a day. XM Satellite Channel 165, hello there. And then the various chat room and groups, NighthawkZone.com, folks. By the way, I think their website is down. Imaginative Worlds, Into Infinity, National Radio Club, Sorcery IRC, MySpace Groups, Yahoo Chat, Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, Above Top Secret, our Twitter and Facebook groups, Hollywood Ghost Hunters, SoCal UFO Meetup Group, and our dear buddy in St. Louis, Greg the Cook. Thank you for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Let's go to the unusual moment hotline. It's Diane in Hot Springs, Arkansas. There you go, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
My story begins as I have dogs, and I had this dog that wouldn't stay in the yard, and she always run loose, so I tied her to a tree, and next thing I know, I'm in the backyard working, and she's barking and howling, and so I come up there, and she's wrapped around the tree, and I think, oh, hell, that dog. Then I think, well, I'll just walk away in a few minutes. She'll be dead. And then I thought, I can't. So I went up to her, and right there lay a knife. So I was cutting the collar. And just as I was cutting the collar, I looked over to the left side of me, and there stood this man. And he was light-complected, blonde hair, blue eyes. He had a black coat on and a black hat like Abraham Lincoln. And just as I was looking at him, the collar woke loose from the dog, and the dog took off, and I looked at it, and I looked back, and it was gone. But in the middle of it, this person transferred a thought to me, and it said, I knew you couldn't do it, you know.
Ooh.
And but the blue eyes and the blonde hair has always just kind of, but I've had always several things weird happen to me.
Who do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know if it was death coming to get the dog and I fooled it, or it was an angel, or it was just a person that was transported from one dimension to another, or just being there. I don't know.
Or just some weird person.
Yes.
Could have been too. You never know. You got to watch out for when death comes knocking. Let's go to Eagan, Minnesota. Byron's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Byron, go ahead.
Hey, George. This is a wonderful opportunity to get to talk to you.
Thanks.
I've been a follower of Coast to Coast since Art Bell, and I got a question, and I got a comment.
Okay.
My question is, when the next time you're going to have Dr. Delbert Blair on as a guest? And the reason why I like to ask about Dr. Delbert Blair is because once he was on and he talked about learning how to concentrate, and he told the listening audience that by learning how to concentrate, you could meditate and learn to focus on whatever problems that you have in your life, and you can straighten them out. And as a result of learning to concentrate, I was able to overcome a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and I was able to reinvent my entire life. And today, 16 years later, since 1994, my whole entire life is it's like a dream.
That's fantastic.
George, I listen to you every night at work. I've been listening to Art and you ever since 1993. And you guys are one of the biggest parts of my life. And I like to thank Coast to Coast because you changed my whole understanding of what life is all about. Today, I'm more of a spiritual person. I have a personal relationship with the God of my understanding, which I choose to call Jesus Christ. I think you are a tremendous commentator, George. You and all the other guest speakers that come on your coast, on your program, you guys mean so much to me and my family, and I just want to thank you.
Well, Brian, I am so glad that this has affected you the way it has. First of all, with the guest, I'll tell my producers they can start working on getting him back. But I'm glad that we've been able to touch you, because that's what it's all about. You know, every day we come in here and we don't know who gets affected by this show or not. And you're a living testimony to what this program does. And that, you know what, I appreciate it.
Thank you, George. And I love Coast to Coast and the listening audience. And without you guys, my life would be, I don't know, it'd be so much dull. It'd be so much more dull than it is.
Don't worry about that. We're going to be around for a long time.
Thank you, George.
Okay, my friend. We may be around until the end of time. Time will end, and we'll still be here. That's how long we're going to be around. Okay, next up we go to Brooklyn, New York. It's Albert's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Albert.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
I'm giving a prediction.
All right.
The thing is, right now, there are two solar flares heading towards Earth. The plasma is going to hit, and it's going to be strong.
When?
This week. Radio emissions will be affected. But on the 13th, of May, the fourth bowl will be poured on the sun. And A strong, very strong solar flare will burn many men. And on the 28th of September will be Armageddon. And T3 the first is the first day of millennium.
Now, you're saying this because these are like feelings, or how do you know this?
I put things together, pieces together, okay. Just like the Illuminati work with numbers. On April the 17th, the Holy Ones, the last ones of the remnant, will be chosen. That's all I can say.
Albert, let me ask you one thing. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. A lot of people are saying May 21st is going to be the end for all of us. What do you think of that?
It's not that date.
It's not that date.
Because the thing is, it has to work with the Jewish calendar, along with the Jewish calendar.
All right.
And so the thing is, it has to be after the Holy Ones are chosen. This April 17th, the last of the Holy Ones will be chosen. On the 22nd starts the first bowl, being poured over the earth.
Oh, and we're going to see things happen right about then?
Let's see what happens. So Monsanto is pushing a lot of things over India, all over the earth, Africa, with the
genetically modified foods.
Kofi Annan, he's pushing AGRA.
I don't think Kofi Annan's the Secretary General anymore, isn't he still?
Yes,
he's not. He's not the Secretary General. He left years ago. I'm pretty sure he did. I might be wrong. Danny, is he still around? No, he's not. He left years ago, didn't he? Okay. You're in a time warp. That's what. Be careful. Next up, we go to Sacramento. Marjorie, unusual line on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Marge, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Been listening to you since Art Bell. Long time.
That is a long time.
I went through astral projection. At the time, I didn't know what it was. It was so weird. I didn't tell anybody about it. And a year or so later, I was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and a friend of mine and myself were going through this old bookstore. And we're going through the stacks, and this book from way on the top of the shelf came down and hit me on the head. Now, nobody was up there. Nobody was even on the other side of the stacks. I picked up the book, and I forgot the author's name now, and I have since unfortunately lost the book. Well, I don't know if that's unfortunate or not. It was by Susan somebody. I opened it up, and it's all about astral projection. Oh, this was really weird. This is explaining what had happened to me. And I purchased the book, and I started going through some of the exercises, and it got so I was able to do it quite easily. But then it started coming on me when I didn't want it to.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Out of control type?
Yes. And so then I just started praying that this didn't happen to me, and I don't know what happened to the book, but I just thought that was so weird. It came from way at the top of the stacks, hit me smack in the top of my head, opened it up, and there it was.
Is this still happening to you?
No.
Well, that's good. Hey, let me give you a quick poll question. You ready?
Yeah.
Who's the Secretary General of the United Nations?
I have no idea.
All right. I'm going to ask everybody that tonight until we get it right. It's not Kofi Annan anymore. Queens, New York, Bob's turning. Wild card line. Hey, Bob.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Good. All right. First of all, who's the Secretary General of the United Nations?
I can't think of his name.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, George, I got a song for you.
All right.
Listen a little bit. Too high, got us reaching for the sky. Too high, got us reaching near the sky. Too high, we're piling up. Shut up. This is big on. This is a stick up.
That's a weird song.
So I want to tell you something, George. I'm a singer and a songwriter. I sent you some. I just auditioned. I'm going to be on a big show. I'm not allowed to tell which one, but it is a big show, okay?
Singing? You're going to sing?
Yeah, Joe. And, George, I made it out of a couple of thousand people. In fact, I made it on two shows.
Good for you.
But I don't know which one.
Have you tried out for American Idol?
Over the age. But I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, that's right. They do have an age requirement. Yeah, they shouldn't do that. They should let anybody
try.
No,
but I'm going to tell you something. Simon Cowell said something the other day that was great. You know what he said?
What did he say?
On the X Factor, He said, I want people 60 and over on this show, and I want somebody to win. Simon is great, man.
He's a good guy. Yeah, he's good. I miss him.
I don't know. Yeah, I also had a song I was going to tell you about the Miller Lagos on the space thing. I had a song that I wrote called Space Island. We're all about putting the Lagos on the space.
Well, do me a favor. Send it to me on my email, george@coasttocoastam.com. And good luck with your singing career. I think American Idol should allow everybody to participate, regardless of their age. This age cutoff, that's crazy. Let's go to William, Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the program, East of the Rockies. Hey, William.
Hey, nice to talk to you, George.
You too. Quick question. Who's the Secretary General of the United Nations?
I'm in the military, and I don't even know that one.
Nobody knows this guy. That's all right. Go ahead.
I was listening earlier to you talking to Dr. John DeSalvo.
Yes.
I have his book, The Lost Art of Enochian Magic.
Yes.
And I've been studying it here recently. I was wondering if you would know anything about how many people have actually made it to the first plane.
Now, that I don't know. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. You follow his instructions. He's pretty darn good.
Oh, I believe it from his book.
Yeah. He's good. And you got the CD in that book?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. There's a cut number 4. Make sure you listen to that for sure.
Oh, I've been listening to that CD. I've also been using monoatomic gold.
Yep.
Trying to use that, I guess, to enhance anything I could do.
Yep. Just don't take too much of that stuff.
Oh, I don't. A little bit.
A little bit. It won't hurt you. But, DeSalvo's good. He's a great guest for us. Skype line, Tallahassee, Florida. Logan's with us. Hey, Logan, welcome.
How's it going, George?
Good.
Great to finally call you.
Super.
So I was wondering, did you ever actually do any of the research on the balloon box?
Yes, I'm doing that as we speak. It's absolutely incredible, and I understand Google uses it a lot.
Oh, yeah. They're apparently getting 80% of their power from balloon boxes.
That is
the other 20 from solar.
That's amazing.
They're not paying for energy at all.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing story. I may do a full show on that.
Oh, please do. Please. You know, I can't remember the man's name, but you need to get him for a segment. My buddy is actually the one that called in.
All right. And here's my question. Who's the Secretary General of the United Nations?
Unfortunately, I don't know. The UN is not an interest of mine.
All right. Nobody knows the guy. This is amazing.
I know. It's wild. You know, the political world is kind of one of those esoteric realms, you know.
I guess we need somebody at the UN that everybody knows.
I know, right?
We should. But, yeah, the Bloom Box, great story.
All right, thank you.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina. Bill's with us. Hey, Bill, who's the Secretary General of the UN?
Oh, geez. I think it may be a woman.
Nope, it's not a woman.
Not a woman. Okay, I'm wrong. Sorry about that. I still get a box of Cracker Jack.
You get it. It's there.
Look, I'm calling in because thanks for taking my call, by the way.
Sure.
The recent satellite launch for the Earth warming satellite,
which crashed, right?
Yes, it crashed. I just find that kind of particular. I mean, whether you believe mankind is responsible for global warming or not, whether it's cyclical or what they call anthropomorphic, it just seems kind of unusual that this device, which would allow us to gauge what things are happening, suddenly just crashes. I mean, NASA, the military, launch several satellites a year recently without a whole lot of problems. Suddenly, this very important vehicle worth millions of dollars, millions and millions,
millions of dollars,
just falls off the face of the planet. And I have to wonder, is something going on here that are we being denied the ability to gauge what we need to do? Because I'm sitting here in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the very beginning of March, and everything is blooming. I mean, things that don't start to sprout buds and flower until the last of March, maybe even the middle of April, are coming out.
I know, it's weird. Did you have a bad winter in the beginning?
Oh,
We had a ferociously cold winter. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And then it
just snapped.
It just went away, didn't it?
Went away. It was, and they claimed, you know, it was a big blocking high and everything. But the thing you read about, whether you believe it is man-made or not, they say the whole thing about the global warming thing is that the weather patterns will be very erratic. Very erratic. I mean, look at what happened in Europe and Scotland and England, and those places were snowed under. The northern part of the United States were snowed under. I can't even imagine what Canada must have been like.
There's a small city, I think it was in Oklahoma. In one day, they went from minus 31 degrees to 69 degrees. They had a 100-degree shift in one day.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, and you think about, we have to feed ourselves. How are we going to be able to grow crops if we don't know when? I mean, Stonehenge was, if what the archaeologists are telling us, was invented to tell people when to plant the crops, when to sow the crops, whatever. Now we're unable to do that. And what is going to be the result of that?
Good point. Good point indeed. Yeah, the satellite that they launched today, it crashed. It was a new satellite. It was going to be able to monitor weather conditions. All gone. Let's go next to Victoria, New York City. Hey, Victoria, welcome.
Hi. Good morning, George.
You too. Okay, who's the Secretary General of the UN? You're in New York. You should know. Who is it?
Well, I know that Ban Ki-moon recently appointed Martin Nasser.
That's him. You got it.
The UK as a spokesperson. What do I win?
Whatever you want. You're the first person, the only person, to get it right.
Oh, well, let's just give the world a great big blessing.
All right, that's fair.
I'll give my present to the world.
You got it. What's going on?
Well, I guess this qualifies as an unusual moment. It certainly was unusual when it happened. Back when 9/11 happened, right afterwards, I'm a massage therapist. I went down to volunteer at the Red Cross, and they turned me away. They were just taking people who were already registered, and I was walking home disappointed. And on the way home, I saw a flyer on a lamppost, and it said that Day Spa, Eden Day Spa downtown, was giving free massages.
I'm going to put you on hold, Victoria, because we're at the top of the hour. Want to come right back to you, so just hang right there.